Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 29th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for October 29th to November 5th and beyond? A couple of planets change signs this week. Mercury leaves Libra and enters sidereal Scorpio on Wednesday, November 1st. By leaving Libra, Mercury gets away from the influence of Jupiter, meaning the planet of facts will no longer be overwhelmed by the planet of beliefs. Mercury will be on its own in Scorpio, without any direct influence from another planet. Mercury is the planet of information and reports. Scorpio is the sign of research and investigations. This combination gives more energy to all the various inquiries we've been hearing about lately. Mercury is the planet of communication. Scorpio is the sign of secrets, thus secret discussions, secret reports. Mercury is the planet of explanations and reasons, and the media. Scorpio loves conspiracy and intrigue, so get ready for more media conspiracy theories. Note, too, that upon entering Mars's sign, Scorpio, Mercury establishes a Parivartana yoga with Mars, which is still transiting in Mercury's sign, Virgo. A Parivartana yoga puts two planets into a compelling relationship. Thus, Mars, the planet of action and aggression, in Virgo, the sign of details and analysis, is reinforcing the Mercury in Scorpio energy for facts and investigations. So, we can expect there will be more details and controversial information during the coming weeks regarding the various ongoing investigations. Wonder what that could be. This energy pattern continues while Mercury remains in Scorpio until Friday, November 24th, when the planet will then move on to the next sign, Sagittarius. The day after Mercury enters Scorpio, Venus changes signs, leaving Virgo and entering sidereal Libra on Thursday, November 2nd. So, as Mercury leaves Libra, it gets replaced by Venus. Upon leaving Virgo, Venus gets away from its enemy, Mars. Venus is the ruler of Libra. That is, Venus will be in its own sign, which strengthens the significations of both the planet and the sign. The meanings of Venus are in many ways similar to Libra. So, this should be good for peace, harmony, fairness, relationship, compromise, agreement, and so forth. But note that as soon as Venus enters Libra, it will be directly opposite Uranus. The exact opposition of Venus and Uranus is on Friday, November 3rd. This puts the planet of romance and pleasure in mutual aspect with the planet of sudden, unexpected events, suggesting conditions for a sudden infatuation, except that Uranus is also the planet of freedom, independence, and the unconventional. And when opposing Venus, it can just as easily indicate a breakup or something else. Either way, sounds like tabloid gossip sheet material. Venus is the planet of value, therefore finance and markets. Uranus is the planet of disruption, so the first days of November will likely see some wild action in the financial markets. After a few days, Venus gets away from the direct influence of Uranus. But while in Libra, Venus comes into contact with Jupiter, which entered Libra back in September. The planet of harmony and agreement, combining with the planet of opportunity and optimism, in the sign of idealism, means there's more opportunity and optimism that an agreement can be reached, so that should be good. It's also Venus, the planet of pleasure, combining with Jupiter, the significator of increase, which can lead to excess, indulgence, and false optimism. The downside of Venus with Jupiter can be too much of a good thing. And then there's another read on this combination. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, ideology, and justice. Venus, the planet of love, is also the planet of devotion. Combining the two, we get devotion to beliefs, devotion to justice and law. As usual, this energy is available to everyone, whatever your beliefs may be. The exact conjunction of Venus and Jupiter will be on November 12th, when the two planets come together at 13 degrees sidereal Libra. This energy pattern stays with us through most of November. Venus remains in Libra until November 26th, when it will then proceed into the next sign, Scorpio. The same day that Venus is exactly opposite Uranus, Friday, November 3rd, there's a full moon at 17 degrees Aries in the sidereal zodiac. The full moon is the culmination of the energies of the lunar month. Note that the moon in Aries adds juice to the Uranus side of the Venus-Uranus mutual aspect, which makes it more likely that there will be some events on Friday, or even Thursday, when the moon first enters Aries. So be ready for some pretty strong energy on Thursday, Friday, November 2nd and 3rd. Now that Saturn has made it into Sagittarius, we should be seeing some changes in the dispensation of Saturn's energy. But Saturn moves very slowly, so the results may not be obvious right away. One thing to keep in mind, the first 3 degrees of Sagittarius are rather unfavorable for Saturn. And that's because this is the Aries Navamsha. Navamsha refers to a Vedic astrology technique in which each sign is divided into 9 segments and the entire zodiac is diced up into 108 pieces. It's a method used for getting at the underlying quality of the energy for each tiny portion of any particular part of the zodiac. Anyway, without going too far into the weeds of Vedic astrology analysis, the important point is that Saturn is debilitated, in other words, at a disadvantage, in this first portion of Sagittarius, and will remain so for the next several weeks. So, Saturn's significations are weakened, indicating a period of instability, insecurity, lack of discipline, and a potential breakdown of order, until Saturn gets out of this area, which will be on November 28th. Now, here's another astrology tidbit. The Vedic astrology birth chart of the USA is Sagittarius rising. That means that the reality check planet will be transiting in the first house of self-identity of the nation for the next 2 years. And immediately, like now, Saturn is directly opposite the USA natal Mars. This is a pattern indicating stress and crisis. Meanwhile, Mars, transiting up in the heavens in Virgo, puts it in the USA chart's 10th house of the leadership. And now, in November, Mars moves into position to be conjunct the USA natal Saturn, the planet of established order. Mars, the planet of action and aggression, is threatening the established order of the country's leadership. So, get ready. November is going to be a bit intense and crazy. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and work to produce these videos. If you find this YouTube channel useful, please help to keep it going. Show your support by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.